For our regular listeners, you would know that Julie Pring from the Caboolture Support Group for Parkinson's joins us each month to let us know what's happening in regards to people living with it, with Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning, everyone.
Julie, you always let us know when the local support group are meeting and where the meetings are held each month. Are you able to share some information from your speakers?
Yes, in April we had an occupational therapist from Blue Care talk about what an OT can offer someone with Parkinson's disease. Occupational therapy is probably the least generally understood area of allied health, but is vital for improving how someone with a progressive condition like Parkinson's lives in their home.
Julie, what are some of those things that she shared?
An occupational therapist offers lots of solutions to assist everyday living, to maintain and maximise independence, addressing everyday challenges. So looking at things like upper limb function, like getting dressed, grooming, writing, maintaining strength, and also cognitive or thinking abilities, so training how to visualise, use mnemonics, break down activities, and encouraging the use of external cues like a diary, calendar, notice board, alarms to remind the person to take medication on time, and that's really important for Parkinson's, as well as keeping the brain active, as we spoke of last month, with things like quizzes and puzzles. Also, conserving energy is important, so sitting down to do tasks like chopping vegetables is an example. This also helps if balance is a problem.
Mm. Now, Julie, you know, there's a fair bit there to think about. Did she give you any other suggestions?
For safety and access at home, things like big buttons on the phone, lever handles rather than round doorknobs, the use of a key safe to ensure ambulance and other services and family can reach you, personal alarm, ramps and rails, or even a stair lift, and rails and equipment like a transfer bench or just a shower with a shower chair and no bath in the bathroom, and maybe a bidet in the toilet. Sitting down to dress in larger size clothing can make this task safer and easier. An occupational therapist can also recommend home modifications to assist in care and safety.
Well, there's certainly a lot to think about with that situation, Julie. But come back to when is the Caboolture Support Group, or what are they doing this month, more to the point?
Yes, well, our meetings are on the third Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Morayfield Community Uniting Church. So that's next week on the 15th of May. We're going to hear from Elle from Davida about home care services and my aged care. We also catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday of the month. So we welcome anyone interested in with Parkinson's or a care partner to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
And Julie, how would people listening find out more about Parkinson's?
Radio 101.5 FM have our contact details. So if people want to contact you, you can, or someone there can pass it on, or Parkinson's Queensland, or myself. My mobile number, if someone has a pen, but you've got the number, is 0409 479 9929. Or you can check out Parkinson's Queensland website. There's lots of information there.
Lots of info there, yeah.
That's right.
You often give us a little quote or two. Have you got something for us today?
Yes. One is, no one should walk their Parkinson's journey alone. And that comes from Northwest Parkinson's Foundation in America. Another one is, patience, you need to practice it. Mm. Everything takes longer with Parkinson's, from tying your shoes to crossing the room to formulating and speaking a sentence.
It certainly does. Julie Pring from the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's, keeping our community connected. And if you have a question, you could jump onto the 101.5.com.au website, where you can listen again or put your thoughts and opinions onto the contact form.